It's Radio 1 and that's Oasis and Little by Little. So this is the long-awaited interview then. Talked about this for quite a long time on the show. Very pleased to welcome Johnny Depp onto the show. Hiya.
Hi, how are you?
Very good indeed, thank you. Just played Oasis. They were mates with yours. I remember doing an interview with Noel Gallagher when you'd just been playing with him, I think. Are you still in contact?
I haven't spoken to Noel in quite a while, no. We sort of lost contact with one another, but, I mean, still a huge fan of that.
Yeah, there are rumours they should be playing at Glastonbury, which is a big, obviously a big festival in the UK over the summer. You should try and get yourself a ticket.
Yeah, amazing. I'll try. Maybe you can help me.
Well, do you know what? I'll be working there, so I'll see what I can do for you.
Sneak me in your trunk.
I'll try and do that. It'd be a pleasure. Secret Window, then. The film comes out on 30th of April, I think, in this country. Can you describe the film in one sentence, a way of getting it over to people, what it's about?
Wow, one sentence?
Yeah, just the one, please.
It's a film about a reclusive writer who's being accused of stealing someone else's story, and the guy stalks him and plagues him with weirdness and awfulness.
And it all ends in corn.
Yeah, to some degree, yeah.
What made you do the film? I mean, it's a Stephen King short film, short story.
Yeah, I wasn't so familiar with the Stephen King thing, you know, the novella, but the screenplay really was the first thing that attracted me. I just thought it was such a well-written story and had a lot of twists and turns that I didn't expect, you know, so I'm really impressed with the screenplay.
You've been spending an awful lot of time in around the UK for filming purposes with different things.
Yeah.
What's been the favourite thing that you've experienced so far? I mean, be it pub culture, be it cream teas, TV shows that you've encountered, the people. Has there been something that's made an impact on you?
Oh man, everything, you know. We've been sort of on a tour practically over the UK and just going to, you know, it's been like a great big history lesson, you know, spending time at Blenheim Palace and Montacute House and shooting in all these amazing locations and going, you know, wandering through the Tower of London. Fascinating.
One thing I get from my listeners, it's a national radio show that I do, and there are sightings of you day in, day out, and there are always reports that you're really kind and you kind of look after and you speak to all the fans. Is that kind of a policy or just good nature?
Well, there's no reason to be otherwise, really, is there?
But sometimes it just gets to people and they just don't want to speak to other people that are, you know, fans.
No, I think that the kids who come around, the people who come around, and I mean, it's so nice to them. For all intents and purposes, they're my boss, aren't they? You know, the people who keep me employed.
Exactly, decide whether you've got a job or not. So, do you actually get out to see any bands at all, or any buy any music? Which bands are you liking at the moment?
I haven't been to any shows in so long.
Tell you what, there's one you should look out for, Goldie Looking Chain. If anyone mentions that band to you again, then try and get to see them or listen to their music or check out the website, because they're quite a phenomenon in the UK now.
Oh, will do. I'll check that out.
Can I just go through some listeners' questions, if that's all right?
Yeah.
There are so many of them. Kath in Oxfordshire said, British or American comedy, which is funnier?
British.
Yeah, which ones have you encountered then? Which new ones do you like? You know The Office.
The Office is amazing. The Office is unbelievable. But I keep going back to The Fast Show because it's, for me, it's the top of the top, you know. It's still the funniest thing out there.
And there is all talk of this, the movie, the Fast Show movie. Have they approached you to be in that?
I'd do it in a second. I told Paul Whitehouse, the first time I met him, I told him, I said, you have to make a film of this, you know. I'd do it in a second.
Excellent. Okay, Little Britain as well, have you encountered that?
No, actually, somebody just gave it to me the other day.
Watch it the first chance. It's really very funny.
Will do.
Yeah, I recommend that. Laura from Aberdeen says, what's the weirdest thing a fan of yours has done?
The weirdest thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, someone got a tattoo one time. Yeah, they got a tattoo of my head, my face on their arm, which I thought was a little bit strange.
Absolutely. And any movie roles that you wish you hadn't turned down?
No.
No, there's nothing, no regrets.
No.
Good, that's good.
I should have been Bridget Jones.
You should have been Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to put on that much weight, though?
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory as well.
Yeah.
Now, the big thing that everyone's saying is that it's just such great casting, and you seem like perfection for that role. Does it feel like that for you as well?
Well, I hope so, you know. I mean, for me, it's really exciting to just to be able to go back to work with Tim again, you know. It'll be our fourth film together. The fact that it's, you know, from that Roald Dahl masterpiece, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and the fact that it's Willy Wonka. I'm very excited, I mean, but, you know, there's certainly a part of me that's, you know, they're big shoes to fill.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's a great challenge, so it's, you know, it's a little bit daunting at times.
Are there any other, who else is What other casting is there that you can tell us about? Kelly Osbourne was obviously rumoured to be in it.
Kelly Osbourne?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard any of that. I haven't heard of anybody who's been cast yet.
Really?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay. All right, Johnny, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.
Not at all. My pleasure.
Okay. And carry on enjoying the Isle of Man.
Thank you.
Okay.
At the Oasis gig.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll get you into the Glastonbury Oasis. Yeah, I'll get you there. We'll side a stage. We'll watch it there.
Killer.
Cheers.
Take care.